Well, in the 1960s, a pulp and paper mill in Dryden, Ontario, started dumping industrial waste into rivers in the northwestern area of the province. That effluent contained mercury, and it flowed into neighboring communities, polluting water systems. Grassy Narrows is one of the affected communities, and more than 50 years later, residents there are still trying to free themselves from the contamination. This year, Amnesty International is directing its annual Right for Rights campaign at raising awareness about Grassy Narrows. Judy Da Silva is the Grassy Narrows Environmental Health Coordinator and is dealing personally with the health effects of mercury poisoning. Hello.
Hello.
What kind of medical issues are you and others in Grassy Narrows dealing with?
Well, mercury poisoning is it attacks the neurological system. So things like, for me personally, it's, coordination or loss of balance. And recently, like in the last 2 years, it's, difficulty swallowing and where I almost choke sometimes, and I have to like drink water to push my food down. I'm 57 years old, and when I was born, that's when the mercury was being dumped. So I'm the age of when the mercury started being dumped.
How much of your life, how long have you been feeling these effects of mercury poisoning?
Well, we're working with a world-renowned mercury expert named Dr. Donna Mergler. And before, we were working with the Dr. Harada from Japan, the late Dr. Harada. Mm-hmm. So they've educated us, you know, like letting us know kind of like symptoms. And it's not the regular listed symptoms, but it'd be like kidney disease or, you know, liver disease. Mm-hmm. And because the mercury goes into your system.
Yeah.
So they kind of been letting us know like how mercury affects the body. And from one of the things they said is bioaccumulative, like it, as you eat a fish, it accumulates in your body. So when you're younger, you don't feel it. But as you get older, it starts deteriorating your whole system.
Besides the health problems, what are the other ways that the community has been affected by this?
Well, the main part of the devastation that we got from the mercury poisoning is the social and economic devastation, not only the environment, but also the indigenous culture that we used to have living off the land. And somebody asked me, why would it affect your culture? And I said one of the things we did was commercial fishing, and my late dad used to do commercial fishing, so we were always on the land, on the water, always busy, always hunting, fishing, and that's gone. And then what started happening was the social fabric of our community started falling apart, and that's what we're dealing with right now, too.
What are the people of Grassy Narrows asking for?
I think the main basic messaging we're trying to give is that we are poisoned by mercury because there's a strong denial in the medical system that we are even poisoned. I heard of a neurologist said to me face to face, you're sick because you're having babies with your relatives. And then one of the chairpersons said that we are just after the money. So it's just a disbelief that we're even poisoned, but with 10 tons of mercury in the river system, like how can we not be poisoned? We still eat the fish, and that's how we get poisoned, is through the fish.
I'm sorry, I want to make sure I heard something correctly that you said. You said that a neurologist said to you that you were sick because you were having babies with people in your own family?
Yeah, relatives. That's what he said to me, to my face. And so like that's the kind of racism that we face by being poisoned. And I'm glad that Amnesty International is stepping up and, you know, walking behind us and advocating for us that this is a human rights issue.
What kind of response has there been so far from the province and the federal government?
Well, with the the former Ontario Premier, Kathleen Wynne, she was able to get $85 million in trust for us, but it doesn't all go to Grassy, and it's supposed to be cleaning up the river, but so far it's just been sampling the river system, and other First Nations are in there, Wabsamong, Eagle Lake, Wabagoon, Wabashkong. So other reserves, like, they're all, like, vying for that same $85 million, and so it's not all going towards cleanup. It's, like, a whole bunch of many different projects that happen. So I'm pretty sure the $85 million is not going to last for the actual river cleanup. So that's one of the most biggest things that we've gotten from the Liberal government. Yeah. And so far, that's it. Like, on the ground, like, to feel any kind of changes, that's the biggest thing we've had so far.
What do you hope the Amnesty International Right for Rights campaign will accomplish for Grassy Narrows?
I think the biggest thing will be creating world awareness of this environmental catastrophe that has happened in Grassy Narrows, for people to be aware in the world, because Canada has heard it many, many times, and they've heard it for 50 years. So now maybe blasting it to the world will make changes.
Judy, I really appreciate your time on this. Thanks for joining me today.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Judy Da Silva is the Grassy Narrows Environmental Health Coordinator.